Greetings, this is Dr. Carol Myers from the College of Nursing with your next episode of Health Connections. I'm joined today in the studio by Dr. Martha Buchanan of the Knox County Health Department, and accompanying her is Catherine Killen. Let me tell you about each of these guests that we have here today. I'm very pleased that they're here. Under Dr. Buchanan's leadership, the Knox County Health Department has received a Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities grant. This is a big deal. This was a tough national competition. This grant came from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She has also been a pioneer in partnering with the University of Tennessee to form Tennessee's first academic health department, which has created a lot of benefits both for the University of Tennessee as well as the Knox County Health Department and our community at large. And recently, the Knox County Health Department became the first health department in the state to be accredited, national accreditation. So it's quite a pleasure to have you here today, Dr. Buchanan.
Thank you for having me.
And then we're also joined by Catherine Killen, and she's the Director of Community Relations and the Public Information Officer with the Knox County Health Department. She helps her colleagues develop public health information. Many of you have probably been consumers of this information, and she has worked in local television and public relations. Great pleasure to have you here today.
Oh, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Our topic today is Webidemic, which is a campaign of the Knox County Health Department. Let me get things kicked off for this. Is there an antidote for fake news? In the health arena, unfounded claims about vaccines, infectious diseases, natural remedies, which we hear about a lot, fad diets, supposed cure-all products, unnecessary or ineffective treatments and testing, and myths have flourished, particularly when we look at the realm of social media. This is really troubling when you think that 62% of adults in America rely on social media as a source of their information, and 18% of them do this frequently. So with all the misinformation out there, there's room for concern. So we're here today to talk about what can be done to assure that the health information you are consuming is factual versus agenda-driven, oversimplified, or sensationalized. This is especially important when you think about the potential harm there is with health misinformation. The Pew Research Center has determined that the majority of Americans use the internet to search for health information. I can't tell you the number of times I've done that, and the conflicts in the information that we look up. So let's get started in understanding this initiative of the Knox County Health Department. Dr. Buchanan, the Knox County Health Department has a campaign called Webidemic. What is Webidemic?
Webidemic is an online toolkit, information kit, Catherine developed to help the citizens in Knox County and the consumers out there better look at the information they get online. This is a real problem. Misinformation is not new. People getting health information that's not correct is not new. I saw it once in private practice, moved into the public health realm. If you take that and apply it to the whole community, how many more people will be impacted by misinformation about public health than just about individual health? It's preventable, and we hope these tools will help prevent some of this misinformation. It is not a substitute for a conversation with your healthcare provider. Your healthcare provider ultimately is the resource for health information. And you should be having conversations with them if you have questions about your health or treatments that they're advising.
Who's the target audience?
Catherine? Yeah, so the target audience is really anybody who's online. You know, we're focusing on adults. It skews a little more towards women just because of in our research we found that women are more likely to look up health information. But it's really there available for anyone, anyone who is already using the internet to look for information. And so we've tried to cater the type of information into several different categories. We have one section on common red flags, like oversimplification or money making. We have another section on confirmation bias. You know, what is that and why should I care about that? Medical studies, that they're not the same as a medical recommendation. We talk about experts and why you need the right expert for whatever it is that you're looking for. We also talk about personal stories and how personal stories about what happened to one person aren't the basis for a medical recommendation. And then we list some great resources, some wonderful resources like our Knox County Public Library that are free and available to the public to help them find quality, vetted information.
If I may chime in, another really important partner that we've been involved in this is UT's Health Information Library, which is located in the hospital, but it's available for anybody. And even if you're not in that hospital, you can go there to get information. They have research librarians who can help you find information about health issues, and are very excited about this project and really, really want people to seek them out to get information.
So we are now in what month of the campaign?
Third month.
Okay. But the information from prior months is still available mm-hmm. online. Mm-hmm. Can we talk a little bit more about those topics during the campaigns and preview what's ahead, and then also talk about what's already happened?
Sure, absolutely. So the real heart of the campaign, which is what Dr. Buchanan talked about, is this online toolkit. And it's available, and it really, and we can get into that in a little bit, but it really focuses on the things that our thought is, our idea or theory is that if the public understood these things better, could they then read any type of information, health information on the internet, and be able to better vet that themselves? And so it's about empowerment in that regards. But each month of the campaign has different themes. In March, when we rolled it out, it was all about just an introduction to the concept. In April, we talked about nutrition. Just that arena alone, I mean, everybody online seems to have an opinion about what we should or should not be eating. There's a lot of money making in that industry. There's a lot of good products, a lot of fair products. But there are some, you know, cure-all claims and claims that just aren't necessary. And so we really focused on nutrition that second month. In May this month, we worked with the library, as I've mentioned, and we really talked about sources and why it's really important to really critically think about the source. You know, if you're online and you find a neat article, look at their website. Have you ever heard of their website? Do they have an About Us section on their website? Can you figure out who has vetted the medical recommendations on that website? Who are they? Is there even an address or phone number? You know, if you can't find any of those things, you can't find credentials, you can't find a list of experts, you can't even figure out how to contact them, those are all really big red flags.
Mm-hmm. In my role as a faculty member, my students here at the University of Tennessee, and I'm sure it's true of students everywhere, ask, well, what do I have to do to get an A? What do I have to do to be successful? How would success look for you of someone who had utilized the online toolkit and participated in each month's topics? What would success look like? What are the measures that you're looking at that would say, wow, we did a great job with this campaign?
Well, it's really tough to measure. You know, some of our measurements are all about, you know, how many folks are visiting and consuming and sharing posts. But really, success for me is a conversation for the community to have when things are posted, for the public to be a little more skeptical, and for the public to hopefully use the toolkit to better vet it and have that community conversation, have more people at the table talking about online health information.
I would say another measure of success would be, because the toolkit will be out there, if we continue, once we're done promoting, if we continue to see hits and continue to see our community using the toolkit we created to help themselves make decisions.
Are there specific things that if you were out in the community, and maybe they didn't know who you were, Catherine or Dr. Buchanan, and you heard people talking and they said, well, one study isn't sufficient for me to change my behavior. Would that be a measure of success? And what are other key learnings like that?
Well, I would be tickled pink if I heard somebody, not in academia, say that out in the public. That would be wonderful. So some other measures, some other thoughts. And, you know, to back up, my background, is, as you kind of mentioned, is in PR and marketing and communication. It was not in public health. I've been at the health department for about 5 years. And as I began to do the communications for the health department, there were these truths that my colleagues and my subject matter experts knew. And for me to be able to explain them to the community, I had to ask them a lot of questions. And so why do we know that? How do we know that to be true? Why is that a recommendation? I think I got on their nerves a little bit, but I asked them a whole lot of questions. And I learned. And so these concepts that are in this toolkit are some of the foundational concepts that I learned to go, well, that makes sense. I see now why we recommend that. I see why we don't recommend that. Or I see why we're always asking folks to do X, Y, or Z. And these concepts seem to work regardless of the recommendation, whether it was nutrition, emergency preparedness, what have you. And so that's really the thought behind this. And so the other things, you know, with, like we've talked about, money making. We've talked about, medical studies. But another one might be just oversimplification. If something seems really simple or is a cure-all for something that's a very complicated health problem, that's a huge red flag. Agenda setting. Think that to get folks to think about the agenda of the person or organization making a recommendation. An agenda is not a bad thing necessarily. An example I use is the American Cancer Society's agenda is to end cancer. It's wonderful. But everybody has some type of agenda. And to at least think about that or be aware of that when you're taking their health advice. What is their agenda? To think about that sort of perspective. All of those types of things are red flags. One of the other things we talk about is adjective city, is what I call it. And when you're reading something online, if a whole bunch of adjectives are not in quotes and they're not attributed to somebody or some expert, then you're probably reading an opinion piece. Maybe a great informative opinion piece, but it's not necessarily fact. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of the takeaways, both from my background in communications and working with the media and from learning at Public Health.
Thank you for being here on Health Connections, but I do want to give you the last word. Is there something about the campaign that you think our listeners just have to know?
The take-home message is really that there are tools out there to help people make decisions about not just about their health, but about other things in their lives. And this is important to really vet information, and we really want folks to use the tools to prevent misinformation and bad decisions. And again, there's no substitute for talking to your healthcare provider if you have a question about your health.
Okay, ladies, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much.